My dad mentioned it was about a year ago that that mom went to be with the Lord. And it's interesting. We were here at camp, as we always or usually do for fourth period. And Brother and Sister Fogel were here with us. And we got the news that Mom's condition was a lot more serious than we thought. And I remember being in Mayu and getting that call from Mom, and she told me what the doctors had told her. And I just remember, of course, it was a shock, but I remember just the peace and calmness in her voice. She was a very practical woman and knew that she wasn't going to be here forever. And I was so thankful how the Lord just took her. I was saying to Sister Ruth today, it was as if, you know, after maybe you go see a play, and after the person is finished, they just walk right off the stage. And Mom just, she finished, and she walked off the stage. And God took her home. But it's, when our Sister Ruth quoted that verse from Ecclesiastes 3:9, that's my mom's life verse. And that's the verse that's on the, well, we have her picture up in the church, and then that verse. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. And that was how she lived. She served God with all her heart, soul, strength, mind, her might. And then also in that picture and verse, we also have a song. I don't know where she picked this song up. I don't know why it became her song, but for years I would sing it on her birthday. And I just like to sing it tonight in honor of her, but also to remind us. Until then, let's go on singing and serving our Lord. Can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day city, until the day God calls me home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remembered there, will only bring a smile. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on.
until the day my eyes behold the city, until the day God calls me home. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. This weary world with all its toil and struggle may take its toll of misery and strife. The soul of man is like a waiting falcon. When it's released, it's destined for the skies. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. Together on the chorus. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, brighten the hope in our hearts. Brighten the hope, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dad and I, we really appreciate all the prayers that have been prayed for our family over this past year. So many of you knew my mom, and I know that you've prayed. And I know God has answered abundantly those prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, just brighten the hope in all of our hearts. Yes. Lord, this world is not our home. Hallelujah. Help us to serve you with eternity in view. Live each day knowing that one day we will stand before you. Make us faithful, Lord. Faithful to the call to know you. Faithful in the work that you've given us to do. Thank you, Lord, for those who have gone before, have shown us the way. Thank you, Lord, for your servants. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. On the way in this evening, I met Brother Fogel at the door, and I said to him, "Welcome to the Ministers' Conference at Pilgrim Camp 2015. And someone had said there were seven of us in the dining room who serve the Lord. So I don't want to not give opportunity. If anyone would like to, I was told not to call on any, or some told me, don't call on me. So I won't do that, but I do, if you feel you have something that you need to get off your heart, you know, then do it. Now's your opportunity.
I want to thank the Lord for bringing me safe home. I had to go to Colombia on a business matter concerning my parents. I had to take care of something for them over there. And I traveled there by myself. I do have relatives there, but I want to thank the Lord for keeping me safe there and bringing me back home safe. I was amazed about all the things that the Lord was doing over there, helping me out. And I can't remember the Bible verse, but I was reading before I left. I was in the book of Ezekiel. And I think it was in Ezekiel, I read it. I have it marked at home. But it was something like, "I am your helper. I myself am your helper."
Hallelujah.
And he was.
Hallelujah.
Indeed, he was my helper in everything that I was doing over there. He provided everything that I needed to accomplish all the things that I went to do there. And I couldn't believe I was doing it, and I know it wasn't me. I have to give him the glory. It was him himself who did it and helped me out in everything. And I saw his grace, his protection. My son, Tael, he wanted to accompany me, but he couldn't. And I know he was a little worried. And I said, "Tael, pray for me." And I know he was praying for me. And I thank Tael for his prayers. I know Raquel was praying also. I missed her. And I miss camp. I usually hear every year, fourth period. And I missed it last year, but I was here last year, second period, serving. And this year I was able to come today for a day. And so I'm thankful to the Lord for that and to see all of you here. I do miss Sister Martha. You know, I loved her, loved to hear her speak. And Brother Gordon, too. I always enjoy when he ministers. And I thank the Lord for him, and I thank the Lord for this camp, this wonderful camp. There's no coincidence in the Lord. We came here, I guess, maybe 17 years ago, and I know the Lord had a purpose.
Yes.
He had a purpose in it, and he has been accomplishing that purpose, and I know he will continue to do his purpose in bringing us together here. And I thank the Lord for that, and all of you and all your prayers. I do ask you to continue to pray for my children. I have four of them, and I'm thankful to the Lord for all of them. And I know they are the Lord's. They are his children. One thing I only ask the Lord, and I say, "Lord, the only thing I ask for my children is that they love you with all your heart, that with all their heart, that they serve you."
Amen.
I do not want the glory of this world. I only want that they are yours.
Amen.
I do not want anything from this world for them. All I want is you in their lives, and for
yes,
them
Lord.
To love you, and
yes,
to be
yes,
you to be their your you know all to them. And so I know God is faithful. And Sister Jessica was sharing with me some things about our children, and I said to her that we encourage each other. Let's keep trusting the Lord.
Amen.
He's got our kids, and they belong to them. Thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
A while back, I was waiting on the Lord.
I was sort of complaining to the Lord about a few things. And, you know, you get into those moments when you...
Come here, brother.
When you sort of just talk to the Lord and share your heart. And I was sort of complaining to the Lord about different things that were going on and so forth. And the Lord spoke to me, gave me a word. And he said, I've lived your life from the moment you were conceived to the moment you stand before me. I've walked through your life. And that meant so much to me. You know, you read these books sometimes about people dying and going to heaven. And God says, oh, how did you get here? Like it was a surprise. You got to go back. You got to go back. Well, I don't believe that. God knows your life.
Amen.
God knows your life. He knows every moment. He knows everything about your life.
Amen.
A pastor had finished his studies on a Saturday night and was preparing to go home. And it was his habit to call his wife before he left to go back home, and which he did. But this night, the phone just rang and rang and rang. Finally, he just packed up his stuff and he went home. And he got home. He said, sweetheart, how come you didn't answer the phone? She said, the phone didn't ring. He said, oh, that was unusual. He said, no, he thought he had dialed the right number. So Sunday came and went. Monday, he was back in the office and he got a telephone call. And there was a man's voice that said on the phone, he said, why did you call me Saturday night? And the pastor thought, he said, I didn't call you Saturday. He said, yes, you did, because I just called the number that was on my caller ID. He said, oh, yep. He said, you know, I'm sorry, I must have called you by mistake. I must have called you by mistake. I was trying to call my home. He said, let me tell you my story. You see, Saturday night, I was preparing to commit suicide. I had a gun in my lap, and I was going to blow my brains out. My life is a total shambles. He went on to tell the pastor all the things. He said, but before I could do that, I stopped, and I looked up to the ceiling. I said, God, if you're really real, and if you're really there, you have to let me know that you're there and that you're real. No sooner did I pray that prayer, the phone began to ring. And it rang, and it rang, and it rang, until finally I stood up, and I walked over, and I looked at the caller ID, and on the caller ID, it said, Almighty God. Well, I got scared. And I didn't take my life. You see, the name of his church was Almighty God Tabernacle, but that wouldn't fit on. But only Almighty God. That pastor that day led that man to the Lord, and today he's serving Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's how involved God is in your life. Now, you can go through this life on your own. You could try to walk down this pathway of life by yourself. But I tell you, when you give your life to Jesus and you have a relationship with him, he knows your life. He knows every problem, every trial, every test, every situation, and he will be there with you to bring you through.
Yes.
Now, you can go it alone, and a lot of people try. You see the headlines of some of the greatest people in the entertainment business and what they do with their lives, and you think that they would be the ones that would be the happiest and most content, but they take their life because the things of this world really is not what it's all about, but it's that relationship with Jesus Christ. Because he's walked through your life already. He's lived your life already. And if you put your faith and trust in him, and you give your life to him, he will bring you through, like we've even heard, how the saints of God have gone on before us, how they lived and how God's taken them home. They went in victory, and you can have victory in Jesus Christ too.
There is a life that never fails.